We gather here today to celebrate and to acknowledge the life of Agnes Wilson Mitchell Thompson, affectionately known to many of us here on the island, of course, as Major Bessie. I only realised when I got the paperwork from Sybil a couple of days ago that I never ever knew Bessie's second name. Her first name was Major, her second name was Bessie. You are very warmly welcome here today. Major Bessie was promoted to glory on the 6th of February 2024. And on behalf of our family, I welcome you here in order to share those precious memories that we all have of Bessie. She had a long and full life, and we gather here today to demonstrate our love and our affection for those that she's left behind. And we extend our heartfelt sympathy and much love to our sister Marianne and all her family at this time. Major Bessie was a delight and a joy to know. A lady who lived out her faith in a very practical way as part of the Salvation Army. On the occasions that I met and spoke with her, she always had that sparkle in her eye, and that came from the calm assurance of knowing and loving the Lord. She was a very epitome of the powerful teaching that we find in the second chapter of James at verses 14 through 17. This passage teaches that true faith is not just about believing in God, but also about actively living out your beliefs by serving others and doing good deeds. And we'll hear more about this later in our service. So we start this morning as we come before God and raise our voices together. To God be the glory. We're using a hymn book to find it. because Christ lives, we shall live also, through the same Jesus Christ our Lord. Loving God, in our pain, we remember with sorrow how we have failed one another and grieved your heart. In your kindness, forgive our past sins, set us free from guilt, and make us strong to live our lives in love through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Saviour. God of grace and power, send your Holy Spirit among us, that we may hear your promises and know them to be true, and so receive the comfort and the peace that they bring through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Lord Jesus, as we bow in the presence of death, stand within the shadows beside us to bring the light of your deathless love. Your words are the words of eternal life. Listen now to the word of God. And our first reading comes from the book of Psalms, and I'm reading from Psalm 103, beginning at verse 8. Listen now to the word of God. The Lord is compassionate and gracious, long-suffering and ever faithful. He will not always accuse or nurse his anger forever. He has not treated us as our sins deserve, or repaid us according to our misdeeds. As the heavens tower high above the earth, so outstanding is his love towards those who fear him. As far as east is from west, so far from us has he put away our offences. As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on all those who fear him. For he knows how we were made. He remembers that we are but dust. The days of a mortal are as grass. He blossoms like a wild flower in the meadow. A wind passes over him, and he is gone, and his place knows him no more. But the Lord's love is forever on those who fear him, and his righteousness on their posterity, on those who hold fast to his covenant, who keeps his commandments in mind. And our second reading comes from the book of Romans, reading from Romans chapter 14. Beginning at verse 7. None of us lives, and equally none of us dies for himself alone. If we live, we live for the Lord. And if we die, we die for the Lord. So whether we live or die, we belong to the Lord. This is why Christ died and lived again, to establish his lordship over both dead and living. You then, why do you pass judgment on your fellow Christian? And why do you look down on your fellow Christian? We shall stand before God's tribunal, for we read in Scripture, as I live, says the Lord, to me every knee shall bow, and every tongue acknowledge God. So you see, each of us will be answerable to God. Amen. May God add his blessing to this reading of his holy word. I'd like to invite Fraser Gillespie to say a few words.
Good morning. Major Nessie Thompson. Traffic accident, aged only 4 years, and Marianne, She worked in the clothing factory of Peter Pan in Alexander Parade, Glasgow. Nessie then went to work as a children's nanny for a few years, and it was whilst on holiday in Rothesay, she was staying in the coal camps, the cooperative camps. It was based in Canada Hill in Rothesay. That was when Nessie first encountered her beloved Salvation Army. She met them at the pierhead near the war memorial. And as a child, I was there, and I can always remember one thing of that, apart from the preaching. They had a wooden box, and into which you put the collection. And I love the idea of the wooden box, because the wooden box was on a 6-foot pole. This meant that it could reach the back of the audience, so no one escaped the opportunity to make a small contribution to the Salvation Army. A great idea. It was in 1956 Nessie joined the Salvation Army in Bonnybridge. For a time, Nessie worked in Birmingham as a nursing house mother, looking after the less fortunate young mother. You can just imagine how kind she was to those young ladies. In 1963, Nessie attended the Salvation Army Training College in London. She was there for 2 years. After that, Nessie served in various posts before arriving with us as a captain in the Laidlaw Home in Ascot. Nessie set about making great improvements to the Laidlaw Home. Any of us old enough to remember the Laidlaw Home could only remember the improvement that Nessie made to it. This, of course, is when we first met Nessie. We all know that she was great with her knitting and her handicraft. Well, it was in our shop, in Miller's Rule Shop, that she was first served by my mother-in-law. And from that moment, she was part of the family. The captain, Nessie, became Major Nessie. After her service at Laidlaw, Nessie was in charge of the Salvation Army Hall, now the late centre in the centre of Rothesay. Of course, all of us today will have stories and tales to tell of Major Nessie. I will tell a few. But forgive me if I miss a story that you might have been involved in. I can stand here all day and tell you stories about Nessie. Most of you, or some of you, might know that Nessie went on pub crawls. Every Saturday night, round the pub she went, and she collected many, many pounds during her trips round the pubs. Can you imagine the banter? She had nicknames for some of them. She had Mr. Generous, and she had Mr. Meany. But her secret stays with me. Of course, she was serving the war crime. Another big part of Major's life was the Anne McElroy School of Dancing. Not only did she donate trophies to the dance school, she loved to present the awards to the dance competition winners and also present the certificates to the youngsters as they passed their exams. Nessie spread joy. Nessie regularly attended services at the Baptist Church until her failing health prevented her attendance. She had great friends at the Baptist Church. As I said previously, Nessie had great hands. She raised vast amounts of money through her handicraft skills. Over the years, Nessie baptized, married, and took the funerals of many folk. This she did with grace and love. During all the years I knew Nessie, there was one word that she never used. Never. And the word was no. Every time you asked the Major if he needed anything, for a favour or help, the answer was yes. And it made me think, we go through life, we speak to people from time to time. Time passes on, and we kind of forget the words they said. We might not just remember the specific conversation, but one thing we remember how they made us feel. Nessie made us feel good. An amazing character. In fact, she was a character. Some 25 years ago,
tribute to the person who's been promoted to glory. So the great Sergeant Army Fraser, money we've given them each year of cadet that goes into the college. That's what that means. Following commissioning and ordination in 1965, Lieutenant Nettie Thompson was appointed to Women's Social Services, where she spent all of her officership, largely in children's homes or family centres, touching the lives of thousands of children and families. Nettie commenced her ministry at the Haven Children's Home in London, and in 1967 she was promoted to captain, and the following year appointed as relief appointed to Lynn Croft House mother and baby home in Birmingham. In 1969, Nessie was appointed as relief officer to the Bendel Women's Hospital in Edinburgh. She had 1 year in Cardiff at Northland's maternity home before returning to the Bendel, firstly as active house mother before becoming the house mother. In 1977, she was appointed to Sidmore Children's Home in Dundee as deputy house mother. And in 1982, Nettie spent a few months as deputy officer in charge in Nottingham House, elderly care home in Nottingham, before being transferred to the Laidlaw Memorial Home, Isle of Bute, as officer in charge. Nettie was promoted to major in 1984. Her final appointment was as corps officer at Rothsay, from where she retired in August 1997. After a 2-year extension to her service. The Christian faith declares that death is not the end. The resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ proclaims life beyond the grave, eternal life. Our understandable sadness at human separation is tempered by the prospect of an eternity spent with our Heavenly Father. We recognize Nessie's ministry with thankful hearts, knowing that many, many people have benefited from service given in the name of Christ and have been richly blessed by their contact with her through the years. Now she is with the Lord. As Christians, we rejoice, but also remember family members, especially her sister Marianne, as they come to terms with her loss. We pray that they may know the peace passes all understanding that only the Lord can provide. We greet you on behalf of territorial leadership, both past and present, and express our sincere gratitude for all that God has accomplished in and through the life and ministry of Major Nettie Thompson. Adding our voices to tributes from family and friends, we say, servant of God. I say that that's from Janine and Paul May, commissioners of the territorial leaders of the Salvation Army in the UK.
Thank you very much. We come once again to God in prayer. Let us pray. Almighty God, you are the author of life and the giver of victory. You deliver our eyes from tears, our feet from falling, our souls from death. In your love for the world, you gave your Son to be our Saviour, to live our life, to bear our griefs, and to die our death upon the cross. You brought him back from death with power and glory, and gave him full authority in heaven and on the earth. And we thank you, Lord, that he conquered sin and death for us and opened to us the gates of everlasting life. We praise you for the great company of the faithful, whom he has brought through death to behold your face in glory, and for those among them whom we have known and loved, especially your servant Nessie. We praise you for all the tender and precious memories that she leaves behind, now that you have called her to yourself, and help us to learn to be content to release her to you, our Father and our Father. We trust in your unending mercy and commend her to your care, their light perpetual shine upon her, God and Father of us all, by all your dealings with us, whether of joy or sorrow, bring us closer to one another and to you. Help us to walk amid the things of this world with our eyes wide open to your glory. Make us sure in every sorrow that you are still loving us, sure in every darkness that you are still guiding us, sure of it that you are giving us life everywhere. To your loving care we commend those who mourn, especially Marianne and all her family and friends. Sustain them in the days to come with treasured memories of the past and radiant hopes of the future, and bring us all at last to the fullness of your life with your saints in the kingdom of heaven, through Jesus Christ our Lord. And we pray now together, along with others across the world and through all time, the prayer that you taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive our sinners. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. We'll shortly be departing here from church, and I thank you most sincerely for your presence here today, for your love and your support for the family. There will be a reception at the Victoria Hotel following the service this morning. The family regretfully won't be able to join you on this occasion, as they will be accompanying Bessie on her final journey back to Falkirk. Should you so wish, there is a voluntary donation can be made as you leave the church this morning, the proceeds of which will be forwarded to the Salvation Army. It will just be an ordinary moment. There won't be a box in the section. So we now commend our supremacy to the mercy of God, our Maker and our Redeemer. Gracious God, by your power you gave us life, and in your love you are giving us new life in Jesus Christ. So we now entrust Nessie to your safekeeping, in the faith of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who died and rose again to save us, to bring us all to a joyful resurrection and the glory of your eternal kingdom. Amen. We sing our closing hymn, if you remain standing at the conclusion of this service.